Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Malaysia on a two-day official tour. Last night, he addressed the Indian community at a diaspora event held at the Mines Exhibition and Convention Centre in Kuala Lumpur. Addressing a gathering of around 15,000 people, Mr. Modi highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia, describing the Indian diaspora as a living bridge that connects the hearts of the two nations.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Mr. Modi said he had promised to visit Malaysia after missing last year's ASEAN summit, a commitment he has now fulfilled. Prime Minister Modi also said India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024, adding that both countries now walk hand in hand and celebrate each other's success. Emphasizing economic cooperation, Mr. Modi said over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs, and announced that India's digital payment platform, UPI, will be launched in Malaysia soon. Announcing key diaspora-focused initiatives, Mr. Modi said the Overseas Citizen of India or OCI card facility has been extended up to the sixth generation. The Thiruvalluvar scholarship will be introduced for students studying in India, and a new Indian consulate will be opened in Malaysia. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for Indian Exports. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighboring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country, and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the US. The minister added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country as it will boost them and create job opportunities. Unit Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has asserted that India is making major progress in the development of semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem that can provide end-to-end solutions for other countries. He was addressing media persons after unveiling the 2-nanometer semiconductor chip manufactured by Qualcomm in Bengaluru yesterday. The minister expressed confidence that India will be able to globally offer its talent in the AI and semiconductor sector. In Meghalaya, search and rescue operations are underway following the mine explosion at Mingskad, Thangko area, with teams from NDRF, SDRF, Special Rescue Teams or SRT, police and district administration engaged in the operation. The death toll has climbed to 27. President of Seychelles, Patrick Hamani, on a 5-day visit to India, arrived in Mumbai yesterday along with First Lady Veronique Hamani. The Seychelles president met Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, and later attended the India-Seychelles Business Roundtable organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry. Union Public Service Commission UPSC has extended the operational hours of its call center to provide enhanced support and guidance to aspirants. UPSC in a statement said that the call center will remain operational on all days, including Saturday, Sunday. In men's cricket, India defeated US by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, US could manage to score 132-8 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.